I'd be recording everything. God almighty. I'd be spill like you'd no brain.
The mixed grill for you.
The post office in the village of O'Callaghan's Mills in East Clare.
Stop, will you?
Now, Mrs, you're next here. Have your confession to take. Come on. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Go on in there.
They'll be tipping for mess around nine, maybe. Maybe they'll come before mess. Maybe.
Peggy Maloney is the postmistress. She's behind the counter and glass screen in an office area that's about 8 feet by 10 feet.
She's big enough to keep trumperies all around me. You know what trumperies are?
Trumperies. Different things. Miscellaneous.
And you know, I could get into a Con Jeffrey in this thing. A Con Jeffrey is kind of a mix-up. You know, kind of Trina Kayla. You'd never know. We might get the housewife of the year sometime yet. As the saying goes, but not now at the moment anyway, but anyway to do anything we have, we have, and anything we haven't, we'll do without it, as the saying goes. We did the phones out and just some 8 to 8. 8 in the morning, 8 to 8 in the evening.
Somebody, if they wanted to make a phone call, they'd have to ring you first, would they?
Yeah, they'd have to ring in the switchboard. You had to ring up and you had to get to another office, and another office put you in from the Mills to Turla, Turla's to Innes, and Innes to Scariff. You wanted Scariff when the AI was in Scariff. My God almighty, savers. You could be all day. There was 3 or 4 offices ringing in, you see.
The AI was the artificial insemination.
Yeah, in Scariff. Scariff 8 was one time years ago.
And people would be ringing up for a bowl, would they?
I'll never forget, won't you? Because I'll never forget one morning. This man arrived in at 8:30 and Scariff 8 wouldn't open at 9:30. I said, what do you want? The cow. And then you have to know the breed, and was it the first or second time? When did you notice the cow? She's jigging all night. Well, God almighty. This is at 8:30 in the morning. This was the Kent anyway. When did you notice the cow? She's jigging all night. So he should be up all night watching the cow jigging. That's as sure as God is in heaven, if he's in heaven. It's supposed to be anyway. Well, that's what we were taught, and that we might as well believe it in.
So when the phones were here, you were doing an 8-hour, a 12-hour day?
Yeah, 8 to 8, yeah.
And how much holidays did you get a year?
I didn't take any holidays. Never went on holiday.
At all?
No.
How long are you doing the job?
I'm 39 years gone.
And why did you never go on holiday?
I didn't. There was nobody here. I didn't ever go on a holiday, no.
And how far have you been from O'Callaghan's Mills then?
How far have I been? Actually, lots of places. I was in Mayo and down around Cork and Kerry. And I was in Dublin once when there was at Croke Park for an Oireachtas final between Clare and Kilkenny. And don't ask me any more. I know nothing about Dublin. I had to see it in the map and to hear about it. I was in Derry. The pace was very fast at the cars. You could tell across the street you wouldn't want to be stiff anyway. You'd be stiffer before the night.
Are things over?
That's fine, dear. Poor Dennis passed away.
He did.
She thought of the nest of many women.
Did
the credit,
he did.
God get well.
He wasn't afraid of work
anyway. No, that's for sure.
Now, dear, you're two for next week, thank you.
Right, thank you.
And that's
you.
What that is.
Right, nice. Right,
good luck. Good luck. This is Geraldine, my hairdresser. She goes to the pub, I don't.
Thanks, Peggy. Thank you very much indeed.
You're down in the church all the time, are you?
Yeah, I'm very, yeah. Yeah. Now, Jane is first off. I'm not canonised yet. Were you down to film?
We're down to see.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just tough,
yeah.
Good.
FM, you bring up Peggy. Is there someone dead? We have the clear, the dead on the clear FM, and you'd miss it, and you ring Peggy up, and you'd say, Peggy, was there someone dead this morning? Peggy would have it for you there, and you'll have it on. But I think people prefer post offices like this and not inside in shops. Because I think the shopkeeper sort of expects you to spend your pension in the shop then when you get it. And lots of people don't like that.
Yeah.
So when you come in here for your You get your money, you can go in and do what you like.
Half an hour.
You can. You see, and...